Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At the 7, Iamaleava scans the field. Nico's going to take off. Nico to the end zone. Touchdown.
Fan weather. That is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny skies today. And a high of 77. Donnie football in for the guys. Andrew and Chris taking the Monday off after the bye week. They will get back at it tomorrow, all three of us, for a Tomlin Tuesday as the Steelers go into week 6 of the NFL season with a 3-1 record and a lead in the AFC North. That call was from a game on Saturday. The biggest upset in college football. One of the biggest upsets in college football in several decades, and it involved the Penn State Nittany Lions. UCLA 42, Penn State 37, and James Franklin proved all of us wrong. I saw a tweet after that game, and I thought it was pretty clever. James Franklin, he heard all of us talking about how he only loses to the big dogs. He decided to lose to one of the worst teams in Power 4 college football. UCLA is horrible. Horrible. I know they made some changes, and that seemed to pay big dividends for them, clearly. This is a team that lost 43-10 to Utah, 30-23 against UNLV, 35-10 against New Mexico, and just lost to Northwestern 17-14 last weekend. A team that lost to New Mexico by 25 points. They fired everybody. They had guys coaching their first game. Tim Skipper is now as accomplished against a top 10 team as James Franklin is in his career. Jerry Neuheisel looks like he's 15 years old. And his offense just bullied the big, bad Nittany Lions all day. Nico Iamaleava was the butt of a lot of jokes after leaving Tennessee the way that he did and for how he started the season. But if you woke somebody up from a coma on Saturday and they watched that game, they would think that he was the Heisman frontrunner and the eventual first-round pick, not the guy that plays at Penn State. 5 total touchdowns, nearly 300 total yards. They couldn't stop him, especially when they needed to most. The draft stock will continue to plummet for Drew Aller. And for Aller, the former first overall pick hopeful, he was bad in the first half. He got a little bit better in the second half, but this will be another knock on him. Drew Aller is working his way out of the first round faster than Penn State has worked its way out of the top 25. It's a worse loss on James Franklin. Let's be clear about that. By far, it is one of the worst losses in Penn State football history. The university has to find a way to buy this guy out because they will never get over the top with him. He's a good recruiter. I think locally he is a great recruiter. There are a lot of teams from schools around the, or a lot of players from schools around this area. And if they are the top players in the WPIAL, they get the attraction of James Franklin. He gets in his helicopter. He touches it down by their field. He recruits his ass off, there's no doubt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great recruiter, good recruiter, not a good football coach. I felt that way already. But he also did something on Saturday that he never does. To his credit, he was remarkably good in games where his Lions are favored heavily. Drew Aller the same way. He tends to play well against the weak opponents. He plays poorly against anybody good. And for Franklin, his team, they never stub their toe in games like this. Not only did they stub their toe, they broke their whole foot. We heard that this was the year of Penn State football. And I fell for it too. A longtime hater of that football program. I put money on them to win a national title. I thought, hey, everybody coming back, the quarterback, the running backs, new wide receivers. They bring in the defensive coordinator from Ohio State who won a national championship last year. Strong defense. Getting better coaching. A good offensive line. You think that they have a wise guy offensive coordinator and Andy Kotelnicki's group, when the game mattered the most, the brain trust there, they called a read option for Drew Aller. When the game was on the line, that was their play. We heard this was the year. And I thought it made a lot of sense. Penn State had a great opportunity to get back to where they just were, the national semifinal in the college football playoff. They were a bad Drew Aller INT away from a possible national championship game appearance. Yeah, they lost Abdul Carter. They lost Tyler Warren. I know that those are massive losses. Warren is already one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Abdul Carter fitting in so far with the Giants. But I thought they could overcome that. They could get back to where they were. And maybe even get over the top. I thought they could afford a loss to either Oregon or Ohio State and still get a bye in the playoff. And even if they lost both Oregon and Ohio State, they could probably still get an at-large bid because those are two very strong losses. But their season is over because they ain't going to Columbus and winning that game. I'm not even sure if they can beat Indiana. And after this past Saturday, we can't be sure that any game is a victory for them. They have a better chance of playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl than the college football playoff. On Saturday, they became the first top 10 team to lose to an 0-4 or worse opponent in 40 years. 40 years! They were the second best team in the country 2 weeks ago, getting set for a showdown against Oregon. And in the span of 2 weeks, they are out of the top 25. The year of Penn State football. From unrivaled to unranked. The 2025 Penn State Nittany Lions. 412-928-9370. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can hit us at that same number on the fan text line. That is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, we will talk to somebody that is an expert on Penn State football, Joe Smeltzer. He covers Penn State for Nittany Sports Now. I know he didn't go out to L.A. to watch that debacle. Good for him. I'm glad he saved the travel and the money, because what a disaster. How does Penn State respond to this? How does Penn State rebound from this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.